Thanks for listening to Morning Music on this Friday. We'd like to welcome One Ton Pig, definitely heavyweights in Americana music, mixing bluegrass, outlaw country, and some pretty funky jamming. They released two critically acclaimed CDs of original music, High on the Hog and Big Norm. They're set to play the Laramie Plains Civic Center tonight, 7:30. Get ready for some chicken fried prison music. Here we go, One Ton Pig.
If I told you I was a dreamer, what if I told you I was taking flight? What if I presented you with Jesus in the thoughts of a single night? Would you load up big on? Would you load up big on my honey? Would you load up big on? Would you load up big on? What if I came to you in the desert? Some of the form like a canyon dream. I may love you in the moonlight. Can you honestly say this is the first time? Or would you load up big on? Would you load up big on my honey? Would you load up big on? Would you load up big on? I would move back. What if I told you I was headed west? Would you get up and leave me tonight? Would you get up and leave me tonight? Oh, danger miles. Would you load up big on? Would you load up big on? Big on, would you load up big on? Load up and big on. Load up and big on. Load up and big on.
All right, One Ton Pig with us live this morning here on Morning Music on a Friday morning, brightening our day. A little light snowfall here in Laramie, and a five-piece band in with us. Michael Batdorf playing guitar and taking the vocals on that one. Tim Ferris, mandolin. Justin Smith, also guitar. Andy Calder playing bass, and Jason Baggett on drums. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
All right. It was tough getting a one-ton pig in here, by golly, but here you are, and we'll try and keep the cliches and superlatives to a minimum this morning. But again, very good to have you in. And kind of a rough drive from Elk Mountain over to Laramie last night. Got in late, but you're here.
It was rough.
Yeah.
It was beyond rough.
Calder was her driver. He did it.
Yeah. Got a show tonight at the Laramie Plains Civic Center. Looking forward to that, beginning at 7:30. First, I wanted to ask, you guys are based in Jackson Hole, right?
Yes.
How long has the band been playing together?
I think we were talking about that last night, about five and a half, 6 years.
Yeah, and you've got a couple of fine CDs. We'd mentioned High on the Hog and Big Norm. We enjoy playing that. And it looks like everybody really brings a lot of experience and variety and lots of influences to the band. And most, I think, have played in other bands. And I know, Michael, you've produced some fine solo records. Tell us about your solo records and some of the projects that the rest of the band's doing.
Timmy on mandolin plays in a funkgrass unit. It's a funky band, Jet Black Ninja Funkgrass unit. Justin plays in a band, popular band in Jackson called Mandatory Air. Baggett has several bands. He plays with them, and the Deadlocks as well. Calder plays in a number of different bands, Soul Impressions.
DJ Logic.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. These guys have definitely blazed their own trail.
Cool. And you take care of fair amount of the songwriting in this band, not only with this band, but your solo works. I like the description of some of the things you deal with in your songwriting, Michael. It goes from, of course, love and loss, then we get into the mountains, and then whiskey, and then dogs, and then fighting, and Lewis and Clark, too, a little bit of history in there as well.
Right. I'm a big history buff.
Great.
Write about a lot of sense of place and where I'm at, mm-hmm. where I've traveled.
Have you been in Jackson long?
Not Jackson. I was over in Idaho for 5 or 6 years over in Driggs, and then mm-hmm. came over in the past 2 years.
Good. Well, not too far to go.
No. Nope.
Over 22.
That's
Wilson
right.
Pass. Well, we're looking forward to the show tonight. Justin Smith, you also do some songwriting for One Ton Pig. Tell us about, I guess, your influences, kind of the stuff you grew up with.
Well, growing up, I just was into, you know, Neil Young, Led Zeppelin, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and you know, moved to Jackson about 18 years ago, and mm-hmm. Been playing music ever since, and so excited to hook up with Michael about 6 years ago. We started picking at the Targhee Bluegrass Festival in the campground there, and we just compared notes and realized that we'd like to share some experience together, put this band together, and, you know, as far as my songwriting goes, I got a few I'm working on right now, mm-hmm. River Runs Dry, Coffee mm-hmm. and Yoga. Just
that goes together, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, maybe a little eclectic.
I know a lot of good connections could be made at those after-hours sessions at the Bluegrass Festivals, the late-night sessions. So good place to get together. And you guys, pretty much the house band at the Ward Hotel, right? The Silver Dollar Bar?
Yeah, in fact, Tuesday nights at the mm-hmm. Wart, right there in Jackson downtown. And it's a great show for us because we have people from all over the world coming in there. Just it's so centrally located, and it's just a fine venue, and so we get to put our music out to all those folks. And
well, it's nice when you play to a good mix in the audience, right? You kind of feed off that.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, it's a wonderful chance for us to really get our music out there.
All right,
yeah, that's great. I'd like to add to that. I think that's enabled us to sell a lot of music.
That's good.
Like. We get a statement from iTunes all the time, and we often wonder, like, how do these people know about us mm-hmm. in Europe and Australia and things like that? And, you know, the music is, we get it in front of a lot of different ears every single Tuesday.
Wow.
And because of it, you know, it's sort of an expansive thing, and we feel like the band is on a great trajectory right now.
Good.
You know, we're going places. And
how long have you been playing the Wart regularly like that?
That's the same, just about 6 years since the band was formed. In fact, that's why we formed the band, was to put it on that stage, and it just became a great home for us.
Great. Well, how about another tune? It's One Ton Pig playing live here on Morning Music.
Let's do one of Michael's tunes. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it again. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
you don't already understand. If I go out drinking and I drink till I'm drowning, now you ain't been my friend, and I won't have to wonder why. Let's wait. Well, how can you sleep? Let's wait.
Ton Pig, live with us here on Wyoming Public Radio. I say we keep going. It's hard to stop a one-ton pig once you're going, right?
A big pig.
Yeah, this is great. They're playing again tonight. Laramie Plains Civic Center, 7:30 showtime, one-ton pig.
I'll be Hey Duke, you be seen. Someone call the doctor, do you know what I mean? Let's burn it down. Burn it down. Handmade monkey wrench, let's burn it down. I grew up in a small town in western PA. They turned it to strip mall with the year I moved away. Well, now I used to write poetry where I lived in Tennessee. There were woods full of birds, now there's apartments without trees. Let's burn it down.
Burn it down.
Burn it down. Burn it down. Bonnie, handmade monkey wrench, let's burn it down. Thank you. rights to the land. Build a rape and a pillaging, build a building for the man. I can't believe all the heartache, can't believe what I seen. With a monkey wrench gang, don't you know what I mean? Well, now I come to Idaho, surely can't harm. Whoops, I hit the tractor, and there goes the farm. Well, now I don't believe in violence, I ain't taking no blood. But the dam's coming down, and now it's going to flood. Let's burn it down, burn it down, burn it down. Bonnie, hand me the monkey wrench, and let's burn it down. I'll be hey dude, you be seen. Someone call the doctor, do you know what I mean? Let's burn it down, burn it down, burn it down. Bonnie, hand me the monkey wrench, and let's burn it down. Let's burn it down. Burn it down, burn it down. Bonnie, hand me the monkey wrench, and let's burn it down.
Hey, yeah, burn it down, baby. That's One Ton Pig emanating from the studios of Wyoming Public Radio on a Friday morning. That one you can get on their Big Norm release, and that's, of course, the live version ahead of their show at the Laramie Plains Civic Center. That one in recognizing the great author Edward Abbey and his book, The Monkey Wrench Gang. Of course, Hey Duke, Bonnie in there, Seldom Seen was a big part of that, too. I like that.
That's right.
One of the highlights of my college career was getting to meet Edward Abbey.
Wow,
so
nice.
I kind of picked up on that a little bit.
Very envious of that.
Well, it was an initial course at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff on Southwestern authors. Each of the authors came in and read a passage from one of their books. Tony Hillerman was another one, a few other authors. So it was a good experience and a great tune. Really enjoyed that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Indeed. So looking forward to the show tonight. I hear the bar is open at the Laramie Plains Civic Center.
That's what we heard, too.
Maybe not yet, but it will be during the show. 7:30, Jeff DeLose and Hetty Altitude kicking off the show. Tell us about some of the other things that you're doing in the near future. See some good things happening coming up?
Yeah, we've been really busy. We're going to be doing Oyster Ridge Blue, the festival this year. We're closing out the Sunday. July 29th is the date on that.
That's a fun festival. Great place there in Kemmer.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We got some albums that we're all working on. I got my own personal album, and the Pig's got its pulse on going into the studio this month, in a couple weeks here, and starting a studio album. So that's exciting for us. And we have some other dates that we're looking at.
I wanted to ask if anyone has played the game Pigmania. Is that part of the show, or probably not?
Tell us about it.
Well, it's kind of like a dice game, but the dice are pigs.
Yeah. Remember I brought that to that show?
Yep. Oh, is that what that's called?
Pass the pigs.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting game, and you can do a variety of things to beat your opponent, but I forgot to bring the game in, otherwise we could have played it. I don't know how well it would have gone off on the radio, but
you have to bring us back.
Well, do you have any bacon we can eat right now?
Well, you don't
that's
want
that's the other thing that would make us feel at home.
One of the positions, there's various positions with the pigs, and one is making bacon. You don't want that. You lose your points when you're making bacon.
Okay.
The leaning jowlers, the razorbacks, those points are good.
You have played past the pig.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are in studio this morning. It's One Ton Pig. We've got time for one or two more. How about it?
Cool.
What do you think?
How about Cruel Words?
Cruel Words. All right.
Wrong, would it be those cruel words, cruel words? would it be those cruel words, cruel words, cruel words that I'm reluctant to share? I'm mine further from being alone. Why should I keep pushing from town to town? Why sing a song for a crowd that don't understand these words that I'm meeting? Don't understand these words that I'm meeting. Cruel words. Foundations in a down home town. I got down to earth folk with an out of town style. Grandfather gave me my beginnings. Yeah, he showed me the ropes. I understood about love, but I always knew of loss of hope. You can share the love and bring a world of peace. You came to this world alone, and you're alone when you leave. But these are the share with these are the cruel words, cruel words, cruel words, and I'm reluctant to share. Why am I not further from being alone? Why should I keep pushing from town to town? Why sing a song for a crowd that don't understand these words that I'm meeting? Don't understand these words that I'm meeting.
It's One Ton Pig here on Wyoming Public Radio, playing live this morning ahead of the show. Tonight, 7:30 at the Laramie Plains Civic Center. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Hey,
great pleasure to meet everybody.
Yeah, our pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. More info on the pig can be had online. OneTonPig.net. OneTonPig.net.
Yeah. Don't buy a T-shirt and give it to your pregnant wife.
Good advice.
Yeah.
I think we'll go, especially for
way.
Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again for coming in.